أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عفى الله عنك لما أذنت لهم حتى يتبين لك الذين صدقوا وتعلم الكاذبين. لا يستأذنك الذين يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر أن يجاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم، والله عليم بالمتقين. إنما يستأذنك الذين لا يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر وارتابت قلوبهم فهم في ريبهم يترددون. صدق الله العظيم. The discussion for the past few ayat, past few verses, has been with regards to the expedition of Tabuk. In the last verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the general call that all should attend and all should go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also made it clear that there are going to be those munafiqun, hypocrites, that are going to come to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, which they did before departure and after Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's arrival into Madinah Munawwara, making excuses. So in these verses, ayat 43, 44, 45, and as a matter of fact, many verses after this, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala describe and discusses the condition of the munafiqeen. Now this first verse, ayat number 43, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala directly addresses our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was a group amongst the munafiqeen that came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to seek permission not to participate in the expedition of Tabuk. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had given them the permission not to participate. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's response to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is what is being discussed here. Allah ta'ala says, "Afallahu ank." Two different meanings or two different translations can be taken. One is, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive you. Allah's address to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This is something that he was in vogue and still in vogue in Arabic, that when a person addresses someone else, it is an address of compassion. It is an address of mercy, to show kindness. Then a dua comes out. Like sometimes we may say, Rahimakumullah, may Allah Ta'ala have mercy upon you, and the likes of all those duas that come out. So one is a dua that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala invokes upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardon you. May Allah Ta'ala forgive you. Lima adhinta lahum. Why did you give them permission? Why did you grant them permission at the time when they came to ask you for permission? Hatta yatabayyana laka alladhina sadaqu. You should have rather waited until the truthful ones become clear to you. In other words, they would have asked for permission, they would have made some excuse, possibly illness, or whatever the excuse was, and you should have insisted that they come out in the path of Allah, then the nifaq and the truthfulness of a person would have come out if you had delayed the permission. Oh, وَتَعْلَمَ الْكَاذِبِينَ. And you will come to know who the liars are, because basically these people are lying to you. And then if you take another meaning, like other translators have translated, عَفَ اللَّهُ عَنْكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven you. Allah ta'ala has forgiven you. Now here there is no sin. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a Nabi of Allah. All Anbiya alayhi musallatu wa sallam are ma'soom. In other words, the sinless is infallible. But here there should have been some delay. Now when we look at it from the side of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had known it is all the same, that these munafiqeen would have come. They asked for permission, they stayed in Medina, they didn't come out. That was their issue. But had they come along in the battle, then obviously they would have still created problems for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam amongst the believers. So in one aspect, it could have been better that they remained behind. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wanted to make tabayyun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to once again differentiate between the munafiqeen and the mukhlisin, the sincere, between those who are lying and those who are truthful. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu had stated that there were 39 of them altogether that came to ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam for permission to remain behind. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had granted the permission. Allah ta'ala says, لا يستأذنك الذين يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر. Those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the day of Qiyamah would not seek permission from you, أي يجاهدوا بأموالهم وأنفسهم, that they remain behind and they do not participate in jihad في سبيل الله with their wealth and themselves. وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِالْمُتَّقِينَ. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has full knowledge of the muttaqeen, those who have the quality of taqwa. In other words, emerging and going out in the path of Allah is very, very closely connected and linked to iman billah, iman in the akhirat. The true believers wouldn't have come and asked you for permission. So there would have been this clarity of who are the believers, who are not the believers, who are the munafiqeen, who are the truthful, etc. إِنَّمَا يَسْتَأْذِنُكَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Certainly, those who would have asked you for permission are those who did not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is nifaq in their hearts, there is hypocrisy in their hearts. وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ, and the day of Qiyamah. وَارْتَابَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, and their hearts are always in doubt. فَهُمْ فِي رَيْبِهِمْ يَتَرَدَّدُونَ, and they waver in this doubt of theirs. What is the doubt? Should we go out? If we go out, possibly there is some victory. When that victory happens, we will get booty. But then why should we go out with all that difficulty? Let us stay back in Medina. If we stay back in Medina, then our nifaq will also become known, which we don't want to. So they wavered between these thoughts, and they always had these doubts whether they should go out in the path of Allah or whether they should remain in Medina Tayyiba. So hence we learn here that Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given the permission, but by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it would have been better had he delayed. But yet look at how Allah Rabbul Izzat addresses our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with such compassion, with such mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that leaves one of the very powerful messages that always there should be respect for the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the doings and the actions of our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.